For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Wednesday evening, July the 2nd, 1986. 4th of July week, family camp meeting, being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the speaker of the evening. Father, I thank you for your divine presence in our midst this evening. I thank you for the Shekinah glory of the Holy Ghost that hovers over this place and the anointing of the living God that rests herein. I thank you, Father, for the anointing that resteth in the ministry this evening and in Brother Tommy as he ministers the word to us tonight that you've given unto him to minister to your people. Help our hearts to be open to receive, Lord, that which you have given unto us already this evening and which is yet to come. And I thank you for it. I praise you for it. Father, as I bring this offering, it's been given by your people freely for the labors here at the campground. I bring it as a sweet savor unto Jesus, our high priest, to be presented upon the altar before the throne as a sweet savor unto thee from your people. Then, Father, as I take it and become the steward over it, I take authority over the finances that are here this evening, and I bind them to the kingdom of the living God, that they shall be used for nothing but the furtherance of the gospel and the necessities of life, no matter whose hands they go through. As long as this type of finances is used, I bind them to the kingdom. And it shall multiply again and again and again and again and again for the furtherance of the gospel and the bringing in of the kingdom. Then, Father, I thank you for those who have been willing to contribute tonight. I bless them with a double portion of the anointing of the Holy Ghost to rest upon their finances at home. Be a blessing in their house, Lord, a blessing in their store, that the blessings of Abraham shall be theirs and are theirs as we're faithful in the house of the Lord. And I bless them tonight, Father, and I thank you for it. Father, I commit the rest of this evening unto thy keeping, that we shall flow and move in the Spirit of the Lord, as the Spirit of the Lord moves through Brother Tommy Cook tonight to minister the Word of the Lord and whatever ministry he has for others that are present here yet tonight. And I thank you for it. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Our Father, tonight again, we bless you and we thank you for this night, Lord. We thank you for the Word of God. It's a lamp to our feet. It's a light to our pathway, Lord. You said the very entrance of your Word gives light. And so, Lord, we thank you that you're quickening us tonight with your Word. We thank you for the ministry that we've seen tonight, Lord. We thank you for your presence. And, God, we thank you for touching your people tonight. And, God, we bless you and we bless this camp. And we bless the ministries that are here, Lord. We thank you for every ministry that's represented here, Lord. We thank you for every member of the body of Christ here tonight, Lord. And God, tonight we ask that you help us. We're nothing in ourselves, Lord. We do not trust in ourselves. We trust in the living God, Lord, who gives us strength, who gives us breath, Lord. And so, Lord, we pray that you would just use us as a vessel tonight for your kingdom, Lord, for your glory, Lord, for your honor. And God, we thank you and we praise you. And everybody said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's turn in the Word of God to some scriptures in just a minute. I believe we're facing perilous times, but I believe God's able to bring us through. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. God's able to bring us through. Everybody say through.
Through.
Through. Amen. Let's turn to Acts 14, starting off tonight in God's Word. Acts 14. How many appreciate God's Word?
Amen.
Amen. It's our life, brethren. Acts 14, verse 22. Paul here and Barnabas, the apostles of God, have been ministering. And in verse 22, they had preached, of course, and taught many or made many disciples in verse 21. And in verse 22, Paul begins to speak of tribulation because Paul had just been stoned. Well, how many know if you got stoned and you was raised up, you'd preach a little tribulation too? Amen. And in verse 22, it said, confirming the souls of the disciples. A disciple is a learner. He is one under God's discipline. And how many know we need to learn? We need to be disciplined under His discipline.
Amen.
And exhorting them, the disciples, to continue
in the faith. Why would he do that? Because things will get rough. You will go through things as a disciple. Amen? And that we, Paul include himself, that we must. How many believe you must be born again? Same word. He said here that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? Come on, help me now. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he said to enter that is through much tribulation, much affliction, much pressure, much trouble, and so forth. Okay, but he said, though, notice what he said. We don't magnify the word tribulation necessarily, but he said we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Now, turn to Jeremiah. I believe it's chapter 2. Let's turn there. I'm going to kind of build on this a little bit. Jeremiah chapter 2 tonight, in the Word of God. We want to teach and preach as the Lord directs us. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. How many has appreciated the ministry you've heard here so far in this camp? Amen. Amen. I believe God brought every ministry here to this campground. Praise the Lord. Now in Jeremiah 2, verse 6 and 7. Neither said they, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt? That led us what? Through the wilderness and through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt. Praise the Lord. So God brought his people through. Amen? Good. Praise the Lord. Now, turn to Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. What a beautiful chapter this is if you've never read Isaiah 43. Quite a chapter here. Verse 1. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. How many know that the church is the Israel of God today? Amen. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the fire, not if. When? When thou passest what? Through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou, notice again, when, not if, when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. So God again says, you're going to go through the waters, you're going to go through the fire. Amen? You're not going to settle down in it and be destroyed. Now, we have three alternatives in the wilderness or in the problem. Number one, you can keep going around the mountain. We all know that, don't we? Amen? How many know that you can give many people a guided tour around the mountain? Amen? Same footsteps. Or secondly, your bones can bleach. You can die right in that thing. And many have died in the wilderness. Or you can stand and enter. Amen? Whatever God's bringing you through to. Praise the Lord. You can stand and enter. And you know God is taking us through the wilderness, isn't he? He's going to take us through tribulation. Praise the Lord. It's not enough to enter. We've also got to conquer and possess whatever he's leading us to. Amen. And I believe that he's leading a people to his fullness. He's leading a people in towards the Holy of Holies. Praise the Lord. Now, let's look at some scriptures in Psalms 27. Psalms 27. Look in verses 3. Psalms 27 and verse 3 tonight. Though a host should encamp against me. And how many know that sometimes they do? Against us. How many's ever felt that host come against you? Amen. And notice, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord. How many's got desires of the Lord tonight? Amen. He said, I'm going after. Here it is. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Hallelujah. Now look, verse 5. For in the time of trouble, and brother, it's coming. Trouble is coming up on the land. Trouble is coming our way. But for in the time of trouble, notice what the psalmist said, he, the Lord, shall hide me in his pavilion, in the or in Setter, that's the Holy of Holies, amen, that's the mountain of the Lord, that's the place in Christ, that's the secret place, that's the living in the Spirit, amen, Holy of Holies. Now watch this. In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on what?
The
Who's the rock?
Christ.
Christ is the rock. Amen? The rock in the Holy of Holies is the stability, and that rock is Christ. And the scripture said he will hide us in that place. Hallelujah. In the secret of his tabernacle, he'll set us up upon, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Martin says, shouting, I will sing praises to thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Now, when's he going to do that? In the time of what?
Trouble.
Turn to Job 38 just a minute. God's giving me a scripture here. Hallelujah. Job 38. Here's some trouble. Verse 22, 23. Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow? Well, how many know snow falls pretty gently? Amen.
Yeah.
You can't hear it fall, can you? It covers the fences, the barriers, everything's covered over. Hallelujah. I mean, some people live in country, in states where it snows a lot. And everything's covered over. Every fence, every barrier, every hindrance, whatever it is. I mean, God's covering some things over. Hallelujah. And you can sit on the mountain peaks up high, thousands of feet up. Well, how many know that snow starts to melt? Amen. And when it begins to melt, it comes down into the vegetation. Amen. And brings a blessing. Isn't that right? But where does snow change? It's changed in the atmosphere. It's changed up in the heavenlies. How many know we're going to be changed in the heavenlies? Amen. Hallelujah. And you don't think much about it when you see a few flakes. But brother, when it starts snowing, you kind of get concerned, don't you? Amen. Right here he said, thou hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail? Well, how many know everybody can hear hail when it hits? Amen? Hallelujah. How many know that speaks of judgment? Speaks of destruction. You know, hail's not like, hail just beats everything down, doesn't it? Amen? And God said, I reserve the snow and the hail for the time of trouble, verse 23, which I reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war. Now turn to Isaiah 28 just a minute. Isaiah 28. Hallelujah. I didn't know I was going to give this scripture. But Isaiah 28, verse 2. Behold, the Lord has what? A mighty and a strong one. Do you believe that? Which is as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm. I believe that's a people, don't you? And as of a flood of mighty waters overflowing shall cast down to the earth with what? The hand. God's got a hand ministry of hail coming forth. Amen? And it's going to tear down every doctrine, every tradition that's been built up. Every wall's going to come down. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, turn with that scripture, turn to Ezekiel 13 just a minute. Ezekiel 13. Praise your Lord. Hallelujah. How many know that this man was a prophet prophesying to the prophets? And we see here in chapter 13, false visions, false prophetic words, false hope, false peace. Everything was false. And yet God was telling the prophet to prophesy to the prophets. How many believe there's apostles among apostles? There's teachers among teachers and so forth, prophets among prophets. But we better make sure we got the apostle among us, Jesus. Amen? The prophet Jesus, the teacher Jesus, and so forth. Amen? If a man is a teacher, it's Christ the teacher in him, Christ the apostle in him, Christ the prophet in him. So when Jesus went back, let me know that he came back in five parts by the Spirit. Apostles, prophets, teachers, shepherds, and evangelists. Isn't that right? All right. And the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy and say thou to them that prophesy out of their own hearts, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, woe to the foolish prophets that follow what? What are they following? Their own spirit and have seen nothing. Our brother saw something tonight, didn't he? He saw angels in this place. How many know true prophets see things? They don't go around bragging saying, look at me, I'm a prophet. But the real prophets of God see things. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 4. O Israel, thy prophets are like the foxes in the deserts. You have not gone up in the gaps, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand when? Stand when? In the battle, in the day of the Lord. There's coming a battle. God said, I reserve the snow and the hail for that day, for the day of trouble. Isn't that right? And so right here, he said, you've not gone up in the heads to these prophets. There's no intercession. There's no crying out to God for God's people to stand in the day of the Lord. Turn to Revelation 6 a minute. Praise the Lord. God's given me a lot of scriptures here tonight. Hallelujah. Revelation 6, verse 17. For the great day of his wrath is come. Do you believe that day is coming? Amen. Who shall be able to stand? He asked the question. Well, I believe there's a people going to stand. Chapter 7, verse 1. And after these things, I saw four angels, four messengers, standing on the four corners of the earth. The earth is not square. Amen? And I believe that's a spiritual meaning, personally, to me. He's standing on four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, or on the sea, or any tree. How many know the earth's the carnal realm? The seas, the nations. We're talking on a higher level. The tree is even Christians. Now, we know there's natural trees out there. But he said, I saw another angel ascending. Now, in our mind's eye, at least in mine, I think of an angel coming down, descending. But what's this one doing? He is ascending. Coming up from the earth, Brother Jack. I saw another angel ascending from the east. Now, east is where the sun comes up. That's where there's light. And this angel, this messenger, is bringing light. How many know we need light? Hallelujah. Yes, knowledge. This angel ascended from these, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, now look at this, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till, time word, till we. And I believe that we is a ministry here on the earth that's arising up in God. Amen? It's going to have a word from God that'll seal you in your foreheads if you'll receive it. He said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Notice, they had the seal of the, they're going to seal the servants of our God in their foreheads. In their foreheads. Not just on their foreheads. Amen. Now let's go back to Ezekiel 13. He said in verse 10, he said to these prophets here, we're talking about the day of battle, we're talking about the day of trouble, right? They had not stood in the gap. They had not interceded and prayed. And in verse 10, because they have seduced my people. Well, how many know Paul said in the latter times, let's know that some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to what? Seducing spirits and doctrines of, amen, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Can you say amen? And right here in verse 10, because they have seduced my people, we need discernment tonight that we be kept from being seduced in the natural realm as well as in the spirit realm. Amen? Saying peace, and there was no peace. One built up a wall And lo, others daubed it with untempered mortar. They whitewashed it. How many know there's a lot of walls up tonight? And there's, amen. And we're being brainwashed if we're not careful, amen. Hallelujah. But look at verse 11. Here's where I'm coming to. Say to them, those that daub the wall, those that whitewash it with untempered mortar, that it shall fall. Hallelujah. How many know the wall speaks of a system? Religious systems, traditions and doctrines and all those things we've been taught in the past. But he said here that it shall fall. And when God says it's going to fall, it's going to fall. It, there shall be an overflowing shower. And ye old great hailstones shall fall, and a stormy wind shall rend it. Lo, when the wall is fallen, shall it not be said to you, where is the daubing? Where is it daubed it? I'll tell you, the wall will be down and the daubers will be gone. Amen. And the whitewash is gone. When God gets through. Isn't that right? Look at verse 13. Therefore, saith the Lord God, I will even rend it with a stormy wind in my fury, and there shall be an overflowing shower in my anger, and great hailstones in my fury to consume it. So will I break down the wall that you've daubed with untempered mortar, bring it down to the ground, so that the foundation shall be discovered, and it shall fall, and ye shall be consumed in the midst thereof, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Amen. Let's go to Psalms 32 now. Psalms 32 in the scripture. Psalms 32. I'm a little hoarse. I got some deliverance yesterday. How many know that'll make you a little hoarse sometimes? How many know that I can't speak for all the preachers, but I can sure speak for myself. I sure need a lot of deliverance. It's probably more than anybody in this room. And I mean that. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what opens me up to the Lord is deliverance and speaking much in the Spirit in my own life. I believe in deliverance. I'm not against it at all. Praise the Lord, I'm for it. I don't think we'd be here if we'd be against it. Psalms 32, verse 6. Now notice what the scripture says. Psalms 32 and verse 6. For this shall everyone that is godly... Let's turn back to chapter 4. Let's look at the godly here. Turn back to chapter 4. I believe the godly are the elect of God. How about you? In chapter 4... look at verse 1. Listen to what David said. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Anybody been distressed lately? Well, look out. There's coming an enlargement. Amen. Hallelujah. When I was in distress, have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Verse 3. But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. For himself. We belong to Jesus, don't we? The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Amen. That one that's in distress, that one that's being enlarged, hallelujah, the one that's being set apart for him. Now, back in chapter 32, verse 6 now, notice what he said. For this shall... How many know he's going to deliver the godly out of temptation, Peter said? Verse 6, chapter 32. This shall everyone that is godly... Pray unto you, unto thee, Lord, in a time, when thou mayest be found. Surely, here it is, in the floods of great waters, they shall not come nigh unto him. Verse 7, thou art my scepter, thou art my hiding place, holy of holies. Amen. Thou art my hiding place. Where's your hiding place? In him. Thou shalt preserve me, or keep me from what? Trouble. That don't mean you're not going to have any, but how many you're going to be preserved in it? Amen? Hallelujah. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. You begin to move up into this hiding place. You begin to move up into that holy of holies of God, and you're going to be hid with him. Amen? Hallelujah. And there's going to be songs of what? Deliverance. I mean, one time David played before Saul and the demon left him. Amen. Hallelujah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. Who? The one that's in the hiding place. The one that's being preserved. The one that has songs of deliverance. And God said, I'm going to instruct you and teach you in the way you're to go. I'll guide you with my eye, but the two won't get in here. That's the horse and the mule. Because they want to take that bridle and bit and go their own way. Isn't that right? How many know that's rebellion? And God's not going to let the rebellion come in this place, is he? Psalms 91. Let's look at a scripture. Jack quoted this yesterday. Let's look there. Psalms 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth. The word dwelleth means to sit down. Well, how many know if you're sitting down, you're resting? And how many know if you stand up here in these services a long time, it feels good to sit down sometimes? Amen. He that dwelleth, or he that will sit down in scepter, or in the holy of holies, or in the mountain of the Lord. Notice, in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. And that word abide means a lodging place for the night. There's a night coming. Amen. Midnight's coming. God says to us here in Psalms 91 that we can sit down in that holy place. Now, we're not there yet in the fullness of it. But how many know he's going to bring a people into it? Hallelujah. But he said, you'll be able to abide. There'll be that lodging place for the night. Where? It's under. That's submission, isn't it? Under the shadow of the Almighty. Under the glory. Under the effulgence. Let me say it this way. He that will sit down in the holy of holies of the Most High shall have a lodging place for the night under the glory and the effulgence of the Almighty God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise his name. Now look at verse 7. Jack, I think, brought this out today. 1,000 shall fall, or last night, at thy right side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Who? The one that's dwelling in that secret place. Amen? The one that's abiding, that has the lodging place for the night, and is under the glory of God. Now look down in verse 13. Thou shalt tread upon the lion, the adder, the young lion, and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Verse 14, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I do something. I will deliver him. Because we set our love upon him, I will set him on high because he's known my name. Now look at verse 15. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. That's the godly, remember that. And I will be with him in trouble. And I will deliver him when? In trouble. And honor him when? In trouble. Now turn to Daniel 12. Hallelujah. Thank God for his word. Daniel 12. Verse 1. And at that time, I mean, oh, God's keeping the calendar. At that time shall Michael means to be like God. Satan wanted to be, but he never made it. Michael's going to help throw him out of the heavenlies. Isn't that right? Yeah. I can hear Michael saying, you didn't make it, Satan. At that time shall Michael stand up. Hallelujah. The great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be something. A time of trouble. Same word in Psalms 91. There shall be a time of trouble. I believe the trouble's coming just right down the road, brethren. Amen. Yeah. But the reason I'm bringing this word, God was speaking to me this week, not just to magnify tribulation, but to let you know there is hope in tribulation. Hallelujah. Yeah. There is hope in the trouble. Yeah. Amen? And so he said here, and one of the biggest lies that's taught is that people can't make it through the tribulation. I know there's going to be people die. But I believe there's going to be a people come through it. Hallelujah. How many believe it? Amen. He said right here to us, there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And look at this, at that time, I believe, personally, the tribulation is 3.5 years from the scriptures. And at this, I believe you see this parallel with Revelation chapter 12. How many know we need to understand Revelation 12 and Daniel 12? But he said right here, at that time, thy people shall be delivered. He didn't say would be raptured. He said would be delivered. Amen? And everyone that's been found written in the book. Hallelujah. So there's going to be deliverance. When? In the time of trouble, such as there was never since there was a nation. Now, let's see what Jesus said about it. Turn to Matthew 24. Hallelujah. I know there are people that said the tribulation is over, and I believe there was tribulation in AD 70, but I believe there's tribulation coming yet down the road. And many are in tribulation tonight in Russia and China for their faith. Isn't that right? How many know tribulation will lead up to tribulation? In Matthew 24, brethren, look, let's see what Jesus said. We should go back to verse 15 and come on through just real quick. I'll just hit and miss. I don't want to stay too long. But in verse 15, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken by Daniel the prophet, standing where? In the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Now, I believe there's something coming out there in the natural, but I believe also we see this right here in the church right today, in the holy place. Now, when we saw those four angels standing on the four corners in Revelation, how many know that there's four parts of your soul? There's your mind, your will, your emotions, and your desires. Amen? And I believe those angels were standing on man's mind, on his soul, keeping destruction from coming. How many know that man has the capability to destroy the human race today? Isn't that right? And God's not going to let it happen until there's a people sealed and ready for it. Isn't that right? And even when great destruction comes, I believe God's people is going to rise up in the Spirit and stop it. Hallelujah. I don't know how much will come. I can't tell you. But I believe that God's people will rise up. How many know there's going to be an intervention for the elect of God? God's going to shorten the days. Isn't that right?
Amen.
All right, we're going to see that. Look here in verse 15, though. I don't want to get too heavy on this verse. We've taught it here before. But the word, little word, see, it means absolute knowledge. He said when you have, he's speaking of the end of the age, when you have absolute knowledge of the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel. So here's the prophet, our Lord Jesus Christ, quoting Daniel the prophet. He said, when you see that abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel, standing in the holy place. The holy place to me is the school of the spirit. To us spiritually, it's the soul realm, and we could go right on into that, but we won't tonight. But he's standing there in the church tonight. All right, he said, let him, those that read, let him what? Understand. All right, verse 16. Then let them which be where? In Judea, flee to the mountain. Now, we know there's a natural Judea over there, but he's not just talking about the natural here. Because look at the next verse. How many know Judea speaks of low ground? Huh? I said Judea speaks of low ground. There's a lot of Christians in low ground needs to go up higher. That's what he's telling us right here. Next verse. Let him which is on the housetop. Now, if you're on the housetop, a natural housetop, what good is it going to be if there's a war or something breaks out? They're going to come right and shoot you and burn the thing down. Isn't that right? Now, if you're on a housetop in the spirit, don't come back down. Keep going up. Amen? Hallelujah. How many know Peter preached on the housetop? Amen? I heard a man say this one time. It wasn't for me. He said God caught him between two meals. Peter preached, Jesus said they would shout from the housetops. If you're that high, don't come back down, go on up. Praise the Lord. We're talking about days of tribulation. Now, no, next verse. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes, the old covering and whatever. And woe to them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. Well, how many know if you got a child, it's going to be pretty hard with tribulation if you're looking at the natural. Amen. But how many know those that take suck, those rather that take life out of you, that hold on to you, that hold you down, you're not going to be able to go up. Isn't that right? How many know there's sap suckers? Now, the Bible said we're to be full of sap, but we're not to be sap suckers. We're not to be leeches. Isn't that right? There's always those that'll pull on you and hold you down. You've got to cut some cords. Isn't that right? If you're going up. Huh?
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. He said right here, though, what are those that are with child? You know, a mother with child, she can't really, travel and do a lot of climb mountains or anything in the natural, hardly, if she's very big with child. And to them that give suck in those days. Verse 20, but pray you that your flight be not in the winter. How many know you're not going to be able to go up if you're cold in your soul? In the natural, we know wintertime's a hard time to travel, especially if you're in Arkansas, isn't that right? I'm down these mountains. But if you're cold in your soul, you can't get up. Very high, can you? We got to stay hot. Jesus said, I want you either hot or cold. But if you're in the middle, he said, I'm going to what? Spew you out of my mouth. Amen? Now, next verse. Verse 20. But pray you that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. I know there's a spiritual Sabbath coming. But on the natural Sabbath, they could just travel about a mile or so. They could just go so far. Well, how many know that a lot of churches let you just go so far, and that's as far as they let you go? You bring deliverance in, out you go. Amen. Or you bring the kingdom message, out you go. Amen. So anything that's holding us back or down, brethren, we've got to cut the cords if we're going on up with him. Amen. Now, next verse. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not. Now, Jesus is quoting Daniel. Such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. How many believe the words of Jesus? Verse 22. Except those days, what days? The days of tribulation should be what? Shortened. Listen to that. Except those days of tribulation be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. What does that mean? That means the devil would like to kill everybody. And there's the power in the world to do it. But hallelujah, he don't have the last say. Amen? But for the chosen sake, the elect's sake, those days of tribulation shall be shortened. My personal belief is that God's going to use the elect to stop it. Hallelujah. You believe what you want to, but that's my opinion. Hallelujah. Now, look in verse 24. Here's another intervention. For there shall arise false Christs, false prophets, shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive, now notice, the very elect. Now, he talked about the elect, now he's talking about the very elect. But I believe, again, God will intervene for the elect, very elect's sake. Amen? Now, look at verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation. How long is that? I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't think anybody knows. Of those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. How many know he's going to shake the darkness above us? Huh? Amen? And then shall appear what? The sign. Back in verse, what was it? 3. They said, what shall be the sign of thy coming? And he comes all the way down and he answers them here. Well, how many know that Jesus was a sign? But he said, all I and the children are for signs. Isn't that right? And I believe there's a message in that verse there, but I won't go into that. But he says in verse 30. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Then shall all of the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Now look at verse 31. And he shall send his messengers, his angels, with a great sound of a trumpet. Now that's not a horn blowing. How many know that's the seventh message that's sounding? How many know that? How many know Paul said we're going to be changed at the last trump? Not the first one. How many trumpets are there? In Revelation 10:7, and Revelation 11:15, there's seven trumpets we know in Scripture that's blowing. And yet, when that seventh trumpet sounds, something takes place. I believe the resurrection starts personally. But I won't go into that. He shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. That's a message. And they shall what? Gather together his elect. Now it says here, from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. But let's see what Mark says. Mark says it a little different. Hallelujah. How many know people don't always like to hear tribulation preached? I've had them come up and say, is that all you can preach? Well, how many know the Holy Ghost puts it in you? That's all you can preach. In Mark 13, look in verse, 27. It said, he shall send his angels and shall gather together his elect. Who? The chosen, the elect, from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the farthest part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. So God's going to gather his elect when? Immediately after the tribulation. Amen? Hallelujah? All right. Now, turn to Isaiah 26. We're trying to give you some scriptures of hope tonight. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 26:20. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors be about thee, hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment. Now, in the spirit, it may seem like a little moment, but in the flesh, it might seem like a long time. Isn't that right? Notice, until what? The indignation be overpassed. We better be in our prayer closet at that time of tribulation. Amen? For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place. And we know he's got a place. Micah talks about him coming out of his place. To punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. And the earth shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. But he said, come, my people, hide yourself. Amen. For a little moment. Until that indignation, that time of trouble, that tribulation be overpassed. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. Now, turn to Malachi. Malachi. We preached this Saturday night. Some of you were here. If you didn't hear it, you need to get the tape on. In Malachi 3:16, then they that feared the Lord. How many fear the Lord? I want to tell you, I told this the first night, but I want to tell you again. In Acts 2 and Acts 5, you see four things with the fear of the Lord. How many know in Acts 2 there was a people that gladly received the word of God? And they were baptized. And they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, or teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayer. You remember that? And great fear fell upon every soul, it says there. The reverential fear of God. And in Acts 2, you see four things. There was a restoration of respectability. The church, in many places, have lost their respect to the man on the street out there by their lifestyle. But the fear of God will cause you and I to walk a different life. Amen? Hallelujah. Secondly, you saw the supernatural. Signs, wonders, and miracles begin to take place. And three, there was unity, or they were in one accord. I mean, no, you can't work that up. But the fear of God will bring his people together. Amen. And four, there was church growth, because it says God added to the church daily such as should be saved. You don't need any church seminars to show you how to get growth. The fear of God will bring people to Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And God, the Bible said God gave them favor with himself and with man. All right. Right here in chapter 3, he said, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. And that was a good word to y'all tonight, because you're going to start speaking more to one another. Amen. And how many know that's fellowship? Huh? And whatever. All right. And the Lord hearkened, he eavesdropped. Means to prick the ears up. And he heard it. A remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord. And what? Thought. What's your name? It's his nature. Amen. And they shall be mine. Who? The ones that fear him. The ones that speak to each other. The ones that think upon his name. Amen. They shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. When? In that day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them. Did you hear that? I will spare them. Who? The Jews. As a man spares his own son that serves him. Now turn to Joel chapter 2. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Joel 2. Look in verse 17. Here's another way God's going to spare us. Let the priests, the ministry here, the ministers of the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. And let them say, spare thy people. Hallelujah. There's a people that's spared because of the fear of the Lord. And there's a people that will be spared, I believe, because of the ministries weeping and crying and interceding. People of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Lord, give not your heritage to reproach. What are we talking about here? Look back in verse 15. He's talking about blowing the trumpet in Zion, verse 2, chapter 2, verse 1. He's talking about the day of the Lord, isn't he, brethren? God leading a people back to the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. Well, how many know in the Garden of Eden there was a fellowship? God came in the cool of the day. And that word cool means in the spirit. Hallelujah. There was a walking with God. There was a fellowship, a union, an intimacy. And secondly, there was the tree of life that was also in the garden.
Hallelujah.
How many know God's leading us to the tree of life? Amen. And three, there was dominion or authority. Hallelujah. And I believe God's bringing us back to those very things. Praise the Lord. So God says to us, brethren, in the Word, that the ministers must weep before the porch and the altar and let them say, spare thy people. That's the jewel that God is making up. Now turn to Zephaniah 2. Remember this question we saw a while ago in Revelation 6. Who can stand in the time of the day of the Lord? But in Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1. Gather yourselves together. That's what we've done in this conference. Now, if there's something gathered, that means something's been scattered. Isn't that right? We've been scattered. Some in Tulsa, some in Beckville, and some in Alabama, some here and some there. Gather yourselves together. That's a command. Amen. That's not an option. Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation, not desired. Not desired. Verse 2. Before the decree bring forth, and before the day pass as a chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you, what? Seek ye the Lord. Now there's a time for others to pray for you, but there's a time that you've got to pray. And I've got to pray. Seek you the Lord, all you meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be, hallelujah, ye shall be what? Hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Have you been getting those words we've been coming across? Hide and hid. Hallelujah. He said, it may be you shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, turn to another scripture, Isaiah 4. How many believe there's going to be some people living when Jesus comes? In chapter 4, verse 1, the scripture said, in that day, seven women. I mean, the seven churches in Revelation. I believe it speaks of the church world religious systems here that we're speaking of. But he said, in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man. That man should be Jesus. But notice what they said, though. We will eat our own bread. We like our own dirt. We like our own food. We don't want his. And we're going to wear our own apparel, which is filthy rags. Only let us be called by your name to take away our clothes. We want to be a Christian. Hallelujah. But we don't want your bread, and we don't want your covering, Lord Jesus. How many know the spirits are covering Isaiah 30? Verse 2. In that day shall the branch. How many know that we're the branches? Isaiah 60, verse 21, 22 talks about that. I won't read that. In that day shall, and many other scriptures, shall the branch of the Lord be what? Beautiful and glorious. How many know he's going to have a glorious church yet? Without spot and wrinkle. And the blood will get the spots out, and how many know tribulation, the heat will get the wrinkles out. Amen. That you're coming through. But notice, in branch of the Lord shall be beautiful and glorious. Hallelujah. Full of glory. I mean, Haggai said this latter house, the glory of this latter house, brother, shall be greater than the former. He didn't say the house will be greater. He said the glory shall be greater. And right here he said, brethren, that this house is going to be beautiful and glorious. That branch. And what? The fruit. We spoke on this other night. All the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. How many know a lot of people are looking for an escape? A rapture. But the escape is in verse 1. You don't be caught in that trap. In the religious systems. God says, come out of her, what? My people. Verse 3, it shall come to pass that he that is left, look at this now, in Zion. Hallelujah. How many know God's got a Zion people? Just a minute, turn to Isaiah before we read any more of this. Turn over to Isaiah 30, I think it is. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 31. How many know a furnace is no good without anything in it? You know, you take an old wood stove, it's no good without any wood, is it, or coal? It may look good, but it won't warm you. In Isaiah 31, verse 9, he shall pass over to his stronghold for fear. His princes shall be afraid of the ensign, saith the Lord, whose fire is in what? Zion, that's the sun. And his furnace is going to be where? In Jerusalem. But where are they going to get the firepower? In Zion. How many know Zion's going to reach out to Jerusalem, to the church? Huh? Amen. Now let's go back to verse 3. He said here, it shall come to pass that he that's left in Zion, maybe that means some won't be left. And he that remains in Jerusalem. How many know there's Israel, there's Jerusalem, and there's Zion. Isn't that right? 30, come on. 30? 60? 100. Amen. Our Passover, Pentecost, however, you can go right on with that. It shall come to pass that he that's left in Zion and he that remains in Jerusalem shall be called what? What's he going to be called? And without holiness no man shall see the Lord or in the Lordship realm. We're not going to see. People say, what's my calling? The Bible said we've been called to holiness, not to uncleanness. Amen? But you're not going to be holy without deliverance. Whatever fashion or form it comes. Can you say amen? And right here, brethren, he said, those that's going to be left and remain, whether in Zion or Jerusalem, shall be called holy. And everyone that's written among the living in Jerusalem, look at verse 4, when the Lord, and here's deliverance, shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst, how? By the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. Verse 5. And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies. I believe that's the local churches. How many know we need to be placed by God? Amen. A cloud and a smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. That was over Israel, wasn't it? And upon all the glory shall be what? A defense, a canopy or a covering. And I want to tell you, there is a covering, there's a canopy, brother, when you're placed by God in your local fellowship. Can you say amen? And you're going to be fruitful, and you're going to be holy, and you're going to be delivered. Hallelujah. Well, you say they don't preach deliverance in our church. Well, start praying about it. Amen. Hallelujah. So forth. Now, verse 6. There shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge. And for covert, from what? From the storm and the rain. Brethren, the storm and the rain's coming. But if you're in the place God's put you, I believe he's going to protect you. I believe he's going to keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. How many know we need that? Amen. Now notice what he said. He said right here, those that's going to be left are going to be called holy. Now let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5. Look at a scripture we probably all know real good. But that's all right. Let's look at it. You know, I don't care how good I know scriptures. I still like to go back to them and think on them. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. The scripture, but we want to start in verse 22. Abstain from all appearance of evil. That means get away, run from it, get out of the way. How many know Joseph, when the woman wanted him to lie with her, he said, no. How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God, he said. You can't build a wall big enough to keep temptation out. And you can't, when the temptation comes, you can't just say, God, now give me the armor right now. You know, you better have it on. Isn't that right? I'm not saying God couldn't do that, but I'm just telling you, you better have the armor on. Because you can't build anything big enough to keep it out. But right here, he said, abstain from all appearance of evil. Next verse. Now, that's a message in itself. And the very God of peace sanctify or make you holy. Yes. This is W-H-O-L-L-Y. But the word sanctify also means to be made holy. Amen. To be made holy. Yes, it means to be set apart, but to be made holy for Him. Notice, sanctify you wholly. I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be what? Kept or preserved blameless unto the parousia, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, how many believe He's coming? Do you believe He's coming? Well, how many believe that people's going to be left alive? And they'll be called holy. That means we've got to be purged and cleansed and be set free to be ready for that coming. Isn't that right? And Jesus is coming first in you. He's coming in me. Hallelujah. And He's going to keep coming in us until He breaks out there in the air. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But He's got to come in us, brother, as we open up to Him. And I wrote down in my Bible. I probably tell this every time I come, but I like to tell it. Hallelujah. I don't preach the going of the church, but the coming of the Lord. I don't preach the disappearing of the church, but the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about literally here now. How many know He's coming bodily? He's coming personally. He's coming visibly. He's coming literally. He's coming gloriously. Hallelujah. How many believe that? Amen. Amen. He's coming in the saints. He's coming with the saints. He's coming in the clouds. He's coming with the clouds. He's coming in fire. And He's coming with fire. Hallelujah. I said He's coming again. Hallelujah. Amen. And those that remain and those that's left shall be called holy. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, He's coming in you. He's coming in me if we let Him. Amen. Let's look at a couple more scriptures real quick. In Luke 21. Luke 21. Praise the Lord. This is a beautiful chapter here. Luke 21, verse 26. Jesus said, men's hearts shall fail for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. We've seen that before. Verse 27, Luke 21, 27. Then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Amen. Now look at verse 28. And when these things just began, He said, come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads. And I used to say, oh, you gates, well, the King of Glory is going to come in. Amen. For your redemption, I believe this is a body redemption here, draws not. Now, let's don't stop there. Look on down in verse 31. So likewise ye, when you see these things, well, if you see them, if you're living, how many know you're not raptured now? Huh? Amen. When you see these things come to pass, that means you're living here on the earth when they come to pass. Can you say amen? Amen. Know you that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Amen. Verse 34. Take heed to yourselves lest any time, here's a warning, your hearts, this is a whole message in itself in this verse, be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness. How many know that's not necessary alcoholic beverage? People get drunk on a lot of things, don't they? They get charged on a lot of things. And the cares of this life, so that that day come upon you unaware. It's going to come like a trap, and it's going to come like a snare, rather. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Did you hear that? He said it's coming upon the whole world as a snare, as a trap. Verse 36, God, Jesus warns us, watch ye therefore, church, and pray always. How many know that means that that's time when you don't feel like to pray, as well as the times you feel like to pray. That you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. How many know people take that scripture and say that's the rapture? Huh? Well, how many know we just read right back up here? When you see these things come to pass, you know the kingdom is in our hand. Isn't that right? How many of this building could blow up tonight and God could keep us in the midst of the explosion? Huh? Phillips' translation tells us we're to be strong in order to come through all these things in that verse. Well, how many know we need to be strong to come through? Again, we're going through. Amen. We're not going out. We're going through if we're living. Praise the Lord. I want to go through with all my heart. Now I want to give you one more scripture and I'm done. I can give you a lot more, but I'm going to give you just one more. Turn to Ezekiel. I think somebody missed it tonight. Merman, I think. Chapter 9. Hallelujah. Chapter 9. I've really enjoyed this camp meeting this time. Ezekiel chapter 9. You know, brethren, I went to Bible school in 1966 and 67. Had a wonderful teacher. Brother Duncan was taught under Howard Carter in the gifts of the Spirit. A man that God gave him the principles, and he never had to change those principles. And Brother Duncan, who sat under his great ministry, taught us in those realms. And by the way, brother, there's a book on the table on questions and answers by Howard Carter. If you don't have it, it'd be good to get it. But we were taught a lot on end time things that God has had to reteach us. Well, how many know that's hard sometimes to get all that stuff out of you? Isn't that right? And I had it drilled into me. You know, I got saved in the assemblies, and they told me, you know, I was going to go be raptured. Went to Bible college, and I was brainwashed with that teaching as well, but yet I believed it. But yet when the Lord came by the Spirit and began to teach me all of these things, I saw that I had believed a lie. And, you know, I'm not telling you how to believe. That's up to you and God. But I know in my own heart what I had believed before and what I'd preached before. And yet I know I sure see a lot different than I used to. Well, how many know you get in trouble when you tell people that you're not just going to fly away? You got to go through some things. Isn't that right? You're not always popular, but we're not sent here to be popular. We're sent here to obey God and say what God says. Amen? And like Jack said, we'll come out again if we have to. Hallelujah. All right, chapter 9, verse 1. He cried in my ears. You ever have anybody do that to you? With a loud voice, if you get delivered, sometimes you will. Saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near. Every man with his destroying weapon, where? In his hand. And behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate. Six is the number of men, and that's where destruction is coming from man.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And notice, which lies towards the south, every man a slaughter weapon in his hand. But notice, there was one man. How many believe God's raising a man up? A corporate man. But one man among them was clothed with linen. I believe that's the overcomer's clothing. How about you?
Yeah.
With a rider's inkhorn by his side, and they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. Brass. Something's getting ready to be judged. Amen. And the glory of the God of Israel was gone up from the cherub wherein he was to the threshold of the house, and he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the rider's inkhorn by his side, and the Lord said to him, go through the midst of the city. Well, how many know God's got a city? Through the midst of Jerusalem, the church, and set a mark upon their foreheads. Of the men, here's the one that's being marked, that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. How many know that's the intercessors?
Yeah.
I believe the ones that will be marked will be intercessors. And I believe the intercessors will be sons. Hallelujah. If they follow on to know the Lord. And he said to the others, in mine hearing, go you after him. After the one that's marked the people.
Yeah.
Not until. Notice, God said not until. Hallelujah. Go after him, the one that's marking the people. Through the city, smite, let not your eyes spare, neither have you pity. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark. And begin at my what? Sanctuary. Peter said it'll begin at the church. Isn't that right? And they began at the ancient men. Now, I said I wouldn't give you another scripture, but I have to. Turn to Revelation 9, then I'm done. You know how preachers are. Revelation 9, one more scripture here. I'm trying to show you tonight, we're going through some things, but God's going to keep us. Hallelujah. Revelation 9, verse 1, the fifth angel. Now, there's quite a message in this ninth chapter to really get into, but I just want to bring one point out. The fifth angel sounded, I saw a star from heaven fall to the earth. How many know stars are falling?
Right.
Ministries are falling out of the heavenlies. Well, how many know we need to pray for them? How many know we need to be on guard that we don't fall? Amen. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there rose smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. It was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass or the earth, neither any green thing or any tree, but only, listen to this, those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. What am I saying? If you get God's seal in your forehead, you'll be protected. Amen. You'll be kept. And the reason I brought this word tonight is because I believe God's been saying, tribulation is coming, trouble is coming, but God will bring a people through. Hallelujah. I believe we need to know that tonight. Amen. I don't believe we can just settle down on our leaves and do nothing, expect to be spared. I believe we've got to be doing what God's called us to do, though, don't you? Amen. Let's stand up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's just raise our hands and praise Him tonight. Can we do it? Hallelujah. Lord, we just love You tonight, Lord. We thank You, Jesus. We thank You, Lord, that You will spare Your people, Lord. That You'll keep us in the midst of tribulation, God. You'll keep us in the midst of trouble, Lord. Hallelujah. You watch over us, Lord. You've kept us, Lord, and You'll keep us, Lord. We bless You and we thank You, Jesus. Thank You for Your love, Your mercy, God. Thank You, Jesus. We thank You, Lord, for keeping us. Hallelujah. Blessed be Your name. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Know that the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and that my love is within thee, and know that I, the Lord, shall not forsake thee. Yea, as you draw near unto me, I shall draw near to you, saith the Lord. For my goodness doth pass by thee as it did by Moses. So lift up your heart and recognize and know that I love you, and that my presence shall go before thee and direct thee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Weep no more, for the Lord thy God is your strong shield. The Lord thy God is your helper in the time of need. And I will not forsake thee, saith the Lord, but I will bring thee up higher, and I will cause you to hear words that are sweet within your spirit. Yea, those words that shall come to thy heart, yea, that shall melt thee before him, and thou shalt praise him, and thou shalt glorify him. For my hand is upon thee, my daughter. And know that your feet, yea, shall walk in the way that I shall say walk. And your hand shall touch that I say touch. For my eye is over thee, and my ears open to your cry. Yea, weep no more, for the Lord loveth thee. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise our God. Amen. Let's praise our God. Let's praise our God. Hallelujah. Walk thou softly before thy Lord, and know that the Lord is with thee, and know that the reward of the Lord is mighty and it's good. Yea, the Lord has seen the desire of your spirit. He has seen the cry of your heart, and know that I'm going to reward thee openly because of your obedience, saith the Lord, and know that I'm with thee, and that I open your eyes, and that you see new truths, and that your ears are open to hear new things, and know that I, the Lord, shall do it, and thou shalt know that it's the Lord that's done the work. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise Him. Amen. Let's praise our God. I got to go around here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Look not behind thee, saith the Lord, any longer, but yea, press thou towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, and know that I've heard your cry, and I've saw the tear, and the Lord doth say unto thee, rest in me, for the answer doth come to thee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise our God. Amen. Let's praise our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord does love you, and the Lord does reach out to thee. Yea, the Lord does cover thee with His blood. The Lord does cover thee with His angels. And yea, know that the Lord that calling us within thee shall come forth, and I, the Lord, shall be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Small son, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I've seen the tenderness. I've seen the long-suffering. And know that the Lord God shall help thee. The Lord shall undergird for thee. And the Lord shall bring thee forth, my son. Weep no more, but know that the Lord has heard your cry, and the Lord is with thee. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Praise his name. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord has called thee to travail. The Lord has called thee to intercede. The Lord has called thee up higher. Yea, thou shalt not be settled down lower, but thou shalt move up in God. For your heart to say, Lord, I want you. I want more of you. And the Lord to say to thee this night that truly thou shalt hear the voice as John heard. Come up higher. Hither. Come up hither. Come up higher. For I, the Lord, shall bring thee up, and thou shalt ascend in thy God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him tonight. Let's praise our God. Let's praise our God. Let's praise our God. Let's praise our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord has not forgotten thee, my son. Yea, the Lord has not forgotten thee. Yea, the Lord would say unto thee, yea, the places you've been have been hard. The road has been rough. But I, the Lord, shall remove the obstacles. I, the Lord, shall remove the rubbish. And thou shalt know the direction of the Lord. And thou shalt not be one that would be in the night that could not see which way to go. For I have not called thee unto night, but unto light, saith the Lord. And yea, I shall lighten your pathway. And thou shalt know that the Lord is directing thee. Hallelujah. 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 Rejoice in the Lord thy God and reach out, yea, your heart unto him. For the Lord has looked upon your heart. Yea, know that man would judge you outwardly, but I look upon your spirit, and I've seen a spirit, yea, that's one with me. I've seen a heart that yearns for me, and the Lord shall bless thee abundantly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise his name. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Lord is with thee. And the Lord shall give thee counsel. And the Lord shall give thee judgment. Yea, the Lord shall minister grace to your heart. For he has covered thee with his grace. He has put his grace within thee. Yea, know that he shall teach you by that grace. For yea, the Lord does look upon thee tonight. And the Lord does observe thee. And yea, the Lord does smile upon thee because he has seen obedience within your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Handalabosida Bahandaya. The kingdom of the Lord has come to thee, my son. And know that thou shalt proclaim and declare the kingdom. For the kingdom shall set others free. The word of the Lord. Yea, the hand of the Lord is upon thee. Yea, the presence of God is within thee and around about thee. And know that my light does shine upon thee. And my light does penetrate the darkness. And yea, thou shalt ascend also on thy God. And thou shalt move up in thy Lord. For the Lord loves you, my son. Yea, thou shalt be covered by his love. Thou shalt be covered by his compassion, and thou shalt reach out to my people, and they shall be changed. Hallelujah. By my spirit. Hallelujah. 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 My son, the Lord is with thee. Yea, the hand of the Lord is reach out to thee. Know that, my son, I am with thee. And in the days ahead, there shall be a great change. But thy Lord shall minister unto thee in the night season. Yea, he shall come to thee in the night time and minister his love to you. He shall speak his word to you and over thee, saith the Lord. For thou shalt be visited by the Lord through his word. And thou shalt rejoice and know that it is the Lord. For my hand is upon you, my son. My anointing has been placed within thee. Run with the word that you have, my son. This is the time to run. And the Lord shall bless thee. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord has seen the faithfulness, and the Lord has seen that your eyes have been upon him. And know that the Lord has seen the heartaches of the past. Yea, has seen those that have come against thee. But I say to thee, my son, walk softly before me, and thou shalt see a change, and thou shalt rejoice and know that those things you've been through were for a purpose to bring you up into me. Hallelujah. 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 Can we praise him tonight? Let's praise him tonight. Hallelujah. Let's praise our God tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, my God. Thank you, my God. Thank you, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My son, the visions of the Lord shall increase. Yea, there shall be a visitation also from the Lord within thee. Know that the Lord thy God as well shall tear down every barrier and every hindrance, my son, that's been set against thee. For the Lord is mighty. Yea, the Lord is mighty in battle. And the Lord shall help thee. And the Lord shall bring thee forth and shall bring thee through and shall bring thee up. For I, the Lord, have spoken it and you shall see it. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
I believe I'm through, brother.
Hallelujah.
He might be through, but that don't take the Spirit of the Lord away. I tell you, the presence of the Lord is glorious. It's glorious. It's glorious. Amen. Amen. Brother Lee's vision got fulfilled this evening. He thought it was going to be this afternoon. I said, no, I think it's for tonight. I tell you, the Lord has been is faithful.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, where do we go from here? We praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I want to admonish you just a little bit. When the word of the Lord is coming forth as it has been here, you should not clap. You should be quiet and still. The presence of the Lord is awesome. His presence is awesome. And that distracts from the one who's ministering when he's ministering to the different ones in the audience where the Lord's leading him. And it distracts from being able to hear those about to hear what the Lord is saying. And we need to learn to reverence the presence of the Lord. We've got to get the tradition washed out of us. We don't have to clap every time somebody sings or does something. We need to learn to come into the presence of the Lord in horse. There's a place for it. We've had all that tonight. We've had shouting and jumping and dancing and clapping. But then there's a place to hold your peace. We've got to learn that. When the word of the Lord's coming forth, we need to receive it with an awesomeness of the fear of the Lord. And it distracts from the anointing that's resting on the purpose person who's ministering. We need to learn. We need to remember that. And we need to put that in practice. And when we feel compelled, we say, no, I'm not going to distract from the presence of the Lord with that. Remember, tomorrow is Thursday. What does that mean? Fasting. And it's not, I'm not asking you to fast. I'm giving you commandment. Tomorrow we fast. And then when the morning service is over tomorrow, we'll have prayer. We'll have a big stack of prayer requests the girls will bring, and we will pray over them and pray over prayer calls that will be sent out to those who have requested or who we feel we should send a prayer call. We send prayer calls to people who don't ask for them. We feel there's a need there for a prayer call. We send it to them. There will be a letter go with the prayer cloth, and it will be anointed of the Holy Ghost. And we're all going to participate. That is our lunch for tomorrow noon.
Hallelujah.
And we all will participate in praying over the prayer request. And so tomorrow evening there will be a meal. And tomorrow after we're through praying over the prayer request, there will be some juice and a little thing for the children. But the rest of you, we are fasting.
Hallelujah.
Until after tomorrow afternoon service. And I'm not asking you to. I'm giving you a commandment. We are fasting.
Hallelujah.
If you've never done it before, tomorrow you fast.
Prayer.
And if you can't obey, then God's judgment be on you.
By the word of God. We are made overcomers by the word of the Lord. We are able
to stand. He reigneth forever, and his word eternal. He has made his office rise, and is coming again by the word of the Lord. We are made overcomers by the word of the Lord. We are able to stand. He reigneth forever, and his word eternal. He has made his office long, and is coming again. Hallelujah. By the word of the Lord, we are made overcomers by the word of
for your presence that is in this place. We thank you for the word of the Lord that's come forth tonight. Help us, Lord, that we will never be the same. Everyone that's present in this place will never be the same after this day. And I thank you for it, Father. I thank you because we make Jesus Lord of our lives. Jesus Christ is Lord, and I make him Lord of my life and Lord of this place and Lord of these people. And I thank you for it.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.